So before we start our announcement, we will end our table meeting here. Before we start our announcement, can we introduce the first time visitor?
Hi Saints, my name is Joe. Hi, my name is Joe. I'm just visiting from New York for the weekend.
Amen.
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 My name is Joanna. We are just moved from Taiwan to here. We'll stay 1 year.
Amen.
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 This is my husband.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, my name is Ruxa and I'm visiting with my friend Yongting.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome. Anybody else? Amen. We praise the Lord. Welcome all the friends. All the visitors. Amen. Now we have some announcement. First is the Spanish-speaking conference of the churches in the Northeast and Eastern Canada will take place from September 8th to 10th at KPCC. Registration to serving brother and due date is August 27th. Okay, this is the Spanish-speaking conference. Second, the Young Working Saints and Young Families Conference for the churches in the Northeast will be held at KPCC on September 22nd to 24th. Registration will open in a few weeks. We encourage all the Young Working Saints and Young Families to set aside time for this conference. Amen. And the third is for next year, okay? 2024 International Chinese-Speaking Blending Conference will be held in Taipei, Taiwan, February 10th to 11th, 2024. So registration for the conference is required to attend. The registration deadline is November 30th, and registration website is ICSC. International Chinese Speaking Conference, ICSC2024.org. If you need it, you can just refer to the newsletter. And the next one is for our corporate ministry pursuit. We are entering into the life studies of Matthew, message 35 and 36 this week. We encourage all the saints we can pursue the word together. The fifth. This week's prayer meeting will start at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, the 8th, at the district prayer meeting locations. And next one is P1 and PA small groups are scheduled to serve food today. P12, P13, and P14 small groups are scheduled to serve food on next Lord's Day, August 13th. Next, P7 and Highland Park small groups are scheduled to serve on cleaning service today. And P1 and P8, small groups are scheduled to serve on cleaning service next Lord's Day. Amen. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I just want to briefly some fellowship. You know, we have many trainings and conferences, right? And especially for the new ones, I just want to fellowship. So we oftentimes we refer to seven feasts, right? And then we all know what seven feasts are, right? So if you look at the calendar year, we start from the in February, we have International Chinese Speaking Conference, right? And that's specifically for Chinese speaking. Then we have two conferences. Memorial Day Conference and Thanksgiving Conference. Right? So the past Memorial Conference took place in Chicago. And the Thanksgiving conference will take place in Dallas Forward area, in Dallas, right? Then we have two trainings, semi-annual trainings as we call it, in July and December, right? And those trainings are week long, and there's a specific topics related to the Bible, and then we have two we call ITERs, right? It's called International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, right? Then we have two. One take place in April timeframe, late March, April, and another one will be in fall. Normally, it's in October. Like this year's the ITERO will take place in Manila, Philippines. Right? That's coming in early October. Why I say that, right? This is the trainings and conferences for us, mm-hmm. right? On the loss recovery level, mm-hmm. right? And then just like this week's message says, this is for what? For purification, for education, and reconstitution. Right? It really is the war here to separate, to protect, so that we have a proper expression.
Amen.
So, of course, many conferences are out of town, right? I think last year we have the Thanksgiving conference in DC area. I know quite a few saints went. So I just want to encourage the saints that for this seventh feast, if we can, you know, separate our time to join in person. Right. Of course, for semi-annual, we have a video training here. Amen. And we also, the brothers, try to arrange, we can watch the video together so that we can receive the speaking and dispensing. But nothing better than in-person attending.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Right? You went this time, right?
Right.
It's Amen. Different, right? Amen. It's, you know, you are so enjoyable. So we encourage the saints to separate your time for that. This is on the Lord's recovery level, churches. Now, there are also some regional and specific purpose training or conferences. For instance, right now, there's a Summer School of Truth take place in KPCC. That's for the Northeast young people, right? This past week is high school. And then it's coming, starting from today, will be the middle school, right? Mm-hmm. That's for the young people, for their purification, Amen. For their education, and the reconstitution.
Amen. Amen.
And then also some specific needs. We just heard an announcement, Spanish-speaking conference for Northeast region, right? So Beatrice, Brother Sergio, well, that's for you, for the saints who can manage Spanish, right? I know, like Susan went a few times, yeah. And then Sister Virginia here. So that's for the Spanish speaking. And then we also have, sometimes, we have maybe specific for the parents. Like in June, we have a special gathering. For the young people, children's service, and parents, we have this gathering in Hamilton, right? We have quite a few saints, 100, maybe 200 saints, gather together to receive the help in this aspect, right? So this is my introduction word. My real burden is coming.
Okay.
young working saints and young families conference. Right. And it's coming in September 22nd to 24th. Even though we don't have a registration link, we announce it anyway. Why? Because we know the young working saints, young families are so busy. So we like to tell you ahead of time so you can separate your time for this gathering.
Amen.
And in this time, in this age, so many challenges, so many distractions for the young working saints and young families. Mm-hmm. And we really need to get together to encourage each other,
right,
and also receive help.
Amen.
So I really like to encourage all the saints here. Right? And then people often say, what is young working saints? How do you define young? A sister say, oh, as long as you feel you are young, you are young. Yes, I don't dispute that. But let's just give us some guideline. Right? In Taiwan, their young working saints, the cutoff is 35. In North America, in here, 50. So we have quite a few young working saints, a young family. And then yesterday, Friday, we have fellowship that it, and then they say, one brother say, in our group, it's 70. So even me, even myself, I can qualify. But anyway, I just want to encourage each one, separate the time. Then, because when you go up there, you will see some other saints, and you can fellowship. Some saints may be facing the same challenges you are facing now, right? And then, you know, and you say, the young families, I'm single. It's fine. You can go, right? And then, you know, you are with children. As long as you have a heart, you have a desire, we really encourage you to go, right? And then I have to say that for the District C, in the past, I think most saints, participants from District C, right? But for the District A and District B, I think this is for the everyone. Okay, so please do consider before the Lord. Okay?
Amen.
And this time, I really want to see all of you, all the young ones, under 50, you can go.
Amen.
Amen. But if you say, oh, I'm 51, it's fine. It's fine. But be serious, this is really helpful. Really helpful to get together to receive Lord speaking.
Amen.
And then certain words are specific for your situation. Then we think that we will be all benefited from this.
Amen.
Right? So I just want to take a little bit of time here, but I just want to encourage all of you, if possible, and separate your time first. When link comes, when registration link comes, sign up first.
Amen.
And I can tell you by experience, and people say, oh, let me consider that. They say, finally, they say, okay, I want to go. Registration is closed, or
no availability
in the camp anymore, right? So do separate your time when that becomes available, and then please register. Amen.
I realize I'm no longer young. but if you have burden, I think young working saints, if burden to build with the young working saints, I think we can still go.
Amen.
And register. Amen. Financial report for July. This month, we have a total income of $45,781. And our total expense is $7,746. So we have a surplus in July of $38,035. And year to date, we have a surplus of $8,231. And breakdown of the expense, everything related to fellowship unto gospel is $5,574. Conference training and travel, $130. Building related utility maintenance is $1,881. Computer related, $6. And all others, $165. Praise the Lord, we have a surplus year to date, more than $8,000. And since you may find we don't have any expense on meal this month. It's not we didn't eat or we have free lunch. We just because we usually we have a separate meal fund, so periodically we replenish that fund. And this month we didn't do this transfer, so we don't have any. Usually we every time we replenish about $1,500. This month we didn't do that, so there's no meal cost in this month. Amen. So if you sense you have any question, you can contact me. And today we will have a pretty tight schedule, and we will first have about 15 minutes time period allocated for college trainings overflow.
Amen.
So how about from here to 15 minutes? Since you've had enjoyment, you are welcome to overflow. Each one, 2 to 3 minutes.
Amen.
So we need sense help us to control the time. When it reach 2 minutes, we will have a reminder and try to finish within 30 seconds. If not, at least three minutes, we will have the second reminder.
Amen.
And after that, we will have overflow from Chinese speaking perfecting training. And around 11:40 or 45, we have brothers share the burden regarding the new semester's gospel.
Amen.
So how about who from the college training would like to share right now?
I can go ahead and start us off. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm just going to project. Praise the Lord. It was such a privilege to be able to go to the college training. I still need to use it.
For translation.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Hi. Praise the Lord that we could go to this North America college training.
Amen.
I think there's a lot of very enjoyable stuff that we were able to receive. But what I was touched by was the fact that there were the two lines of the truth and love. So in the morning, we'd have a message on truth. Evening, we'd have a message on love. And what I was really impressed by was that throughout the college training, they emphasize how these two things are completely and inextricably intertwined.
Amen.
Outwardly, you might not think it. You would think that truth and love might be separate things. But actually, in the final message, the brother spoke on the church in Philadelphia. And actually, as a prelude to that, we saw that the church in Ephesus had good works. They hated the Nicolaitans. They held to the gospel. They were perfect. But they were condemned for losing the first love. Whereas the church in Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love, they held to this love. And that's what made them overcomers. That's what made them powerful. They had little power, and yet they held to this love. And in Ephesians 4:15, we actually see where they held to hold to the truth. Let me pull it up. Ephesians. It says, "But holding to the truth and love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ." Saints, I was just so impressed. In the final message, we saw that the church in Philadelphia did not just have love or truth, but had both elements. And in one of the messages on the truth, the brother brought out the Pelagian heresy, which is this heresy that all you need is love. Right? All you need is love, and in all sins, all things are... No! There is a moral law in the universe. There is God. And to know this God, to know this law, we still need to know the truth. And to follow, to truly honor and love this God, we need to love and hold to the truth.
Amen.
But we also cannot go the way of the church in Ephesus, where our works are the only thing that we hold on to.
Amen.
We must have love and truth.
Amen. Amen. Saints. I just want to share something that is different from what Peter has shared. Besides the truth and love sections, we also have a section called practical fellowship, and that is the thing I really appreciate because in the training, in that practical fellowship section, the saints and the brothers, they provide me with a very fundamental knowledge of the truth and of pursuing the truth. For example, how to read the Bible, how to pray, read the verses, and also how to preach the gospel. And for me, they are very fundamental and very essential topics, because no one has told me about these things before, since I was saved. And I think these are very important topics, especially for the young college students.
Amen.
Amen. The other point that really touched me is that during the practical fellowship, the saints, the brothers there, they share their personal experience of pursuing the law, and they keep insisting on the importance of reading the Bible, of eating the words, of reading the Bible every day. And why? Because the Bible is the full knowledge of the truth, and we need to come to the full knowledge of the truth. Otherwise, we will misunderstand the truth, because there are so much lies today. And one thing I like is from one of the brothers sharing that we need to come to the full knowledge of the truth by ourselves. We need to have the knowledge, a first-hand knowledge, not the second-hand knowledge that we receive from somebody else. Amen. May the Lord reveal us with the full, the complete knowledge, that we may have a vision of His eternal economy.
Amen.
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 In color training, I learned that the three levels of love. The first level is the personal love, which is God's love for us. And the second level is brotherly love, which is when God comes to us, we have the love for all the brothers and sisters. And then the third level of love is universal love, which I was very touched by this. Because universal love is God's love for everyone. And when we are saturated by God, we will have love for everyone. I was always intimidated preaching gospel to my friends, because I know them too well, and I know like what they would say to me when I preach gospel to them. So I was too intimidated. But after I learned that God's universal love, I know that it's because I have the shortage of love for my friends. Or else, why wouldn't I preach gospel to them? Why wouldn't I tell them how wonderful God is, how God loves us?
Right.
So I need to be more filled by God. I need to be separated by Him. How can we be separated by Him more? Is to by reading the Bible, receiving the truth, so that we will receive the love from God, and then we will have the universal love for everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, every single message from the training is very nourishing, and my favorite message from the college training is a universal love. And a universal love is a love for everyone, except Satan. This universal love is not in us. We don't have the ability or capacity to love all men. Only the Lord has the universal divine love. So while I was hearing this message, I felt the Lord was talking to me, saying that it's okay that I don't love everyone, because it's impossible for me to love everyone in my natural human love. And before going to a training, I had a lot of concepts about the topic of love prevails, and expected that I'll get a certain guilty emotional feeling that I'm not a good person, that doesn't love everyone. And the goal of the training is to make me love everyone right away. But after hearing this message, I felt very comforted that the Lord doesn't want us to love everyone out of our human self. Instead of feeling condemned, the Lord gave me a sense of peace, telling me that my human love is sure, and I just need to come to Him and rely on Him.
Amen.
In 1 John 4:12, it says that God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. When we enter into Him, enjoy Him, and touch His love, we will be able to love others.
Amen.
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 From the training, I really enjoyed the point that we need to receive the love of the truth, and Satan and the world will try to inject us with lies and confusion, but we need to be those who hold to truth and love, like
Amen.
Peter shared from Ephesians 4:15. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ. And from the footnote of the word love, it says, this is not our own love, but the love of God in Christ, which becomes the love of Christ in us, by which we love Christ and the fellow members of His body. It is in such a love that we hold to the truth, that is, to Christ with His body, and are kept from being influenced by the winds of teaching and from bringing in elements that are foreign to the body.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like others have shared, I really enjoyed the matter of universal love, and the messages on love had this progression where it starts with, where it starts with God loving us, and then we love Him back personally, but then it doesn't end there, because then we love all the brothers and sisters. And after hearing the message on brotherly love, I thought that was like already pretty good, but then it went on further to universal love. And they showed us verses where it says like God loves all men, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
So I feel like my view on love was really enlarged through the message on universal love, because I feel like I've been pretty content with just loving the brothers and sisters around me, but or loving like people who I feel like have similar interests or similar faith, but actually God loves all men. And like Cindy said, I also am very scared of gospel preaching, but in the message of universal love, the brother said, if you're so focused on what you're gonna say, or like, I don't know enough, I'm not good at speaking, or like this person scares me, if we're so focused on our own condition or on the person that we're speaking to, then we're missing the point of gospel preaching, which is just about the truth. And the truth is that God loves the person we're speaking to, and God desires that person to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
If not, no more? Huh?
Okay.
Amen.
I was touched this college training on this, I guess, overall, like, the title is Love Prevails, right? And I think coming in, kind of like Barbara, or Michelle, I think, I had a lot of concepts, not quite the same concept, but I think my concept was, oh, well, that's, I don't know, that sounds kind of like basic, you know, like, yeah, of course, like, love is very important, but I really appreciated seeing, actually, as people, we have to love something, right, and that means that, like, you know, no matter what, our heart is going to love something, so we can either love, you know, the world and all these different things, or we can love God. And I appreciated these five different, I guess, aspects of love or things that we love. And the first one, like Barbara said, is that we love God because He first loved us. And then also, as Peter mentioned, there's this aspect that we need to love the truth and love God's word, because you know what He says is, you know, that's Him speaking to us, right? We want to love His words. And then I also appreciated that we need to love the brothers, and also not just the brothers or the sisters, but also we would love all men, which is the universal love. And then lastly, I really appreciated that if we really genuinely love the Lord, we would love His appearing. And I think there was an emphasis that that this is you know, we need to love the Lord with our first love. Like, we all know, like, the church in Ephesus, right? Like, you know, Paul said that, you know, the one thing that he had against them was that they lost their first love. But I appreciated, like, I think Michelle said, we can't do this in ourselves, but rather, in 1 John 4:19, we see that we love because he first loved us. And yes, we love him because he first loved us, but actually we love, you know, the brothers, and we love all men because we have God's love in us, and the more that we are drawn by his love, the more that we love him spontaneously, and the more that we love the brothers, and the more that we love all men.
Amen. So how about we start with, I think we don't have time, sorry. We start with the Chinese speaking, perfecting trainings overflow. We will apply the same time limit, 2 to 3 minutes.
Praise the Lord for the Chinese speaking saints perfect training this year. The topic for this year's training is application to the explanation of the New Jerusalem. So the training material mainly based on the ministry message released by Brother Lee in 1995. So the training covers 4 levels. Level 1, just the application to the explanation of the New Jerusalem for the seeking saints. Level 2, it's a mingling of divine spirit and the human spirit, the key of a whole Christian living. Level 3, the 3 aspects of Lord's recovery.
Amen.
So level 4, current agent needs for Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Now, Lord's speaking was very rich in each level. The speaking brothers spoke not only according to the principle and the vision of the God economy, but also including many practice points. For example, in level 4, the message 1, regarding we really need God, the new revival. God has given us 5 practice points. 1, call on the Lord's name. 2, pray, reading the word, unceasingly praying. 4, don't quench the spirit. 5, the Lord despise prophecy.
Amen.
May we all are following Lord's practice in our daily living through our mingling spirit and get a really new revival. Revival every morning, overcoming every day, living out and walking out the new Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen.
So that we may become the new leaders new Jerusalem for our personally and the ministry of New Jerusalem corporate.
Amen.
At our local church. Put the law for the chain.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Put the law for the training. So we have a full series, very rich, but I'll share what I touched by the first series, the application of the interpretation of New Jerusalem to the seeking believers. The first thing I want to say is, when we talk about New Jerusalem, we're not talking about material city and where we will go. We are talking about what we will be. We are becoming.
Amen.
It's the corporate government. And this needs to become our reality, our experience in our daily life. I think that's the burden. So the interpretation for the New Jerusalem is for the application in our daily life. So I want to share about the message too, about the New Jerusalem's gate being closed. What does this, this is a very important significance. Probably gate signifies the issue of the secretion of Christ redeeming the life, releasing death.
and his life-dispensing resurrection. To us, that means in our daily life, we need to subjectively experience the death of Christ.
Amen.
But how can we experience this? By the power of Christ's resurrection.
Amen.
And the second aspect is every day, we want to experience the resurrection of Christ.
Amen.
In a subjective way. And how we can experience that is by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm really touched by this point because this is something we may know in teaching, but we are short in experience.
Oh,
and in our daily life, we do not practice being crucified with Christ. We do not remain on the cross all the time. For example, brother uses a lot of example from the marriage, right? We still like to argue. We still easily can get irritated by some words, something happened, you know, in the family. And we still care so much about me, myself, my feeling. But the reading material said, if you want to be a good husband, good wife, how can you be that? You need to be a crucified husband, a husband who remains on the cross all the time. We all admit we cannot do it by ourselves. We don't have the power to do it. But in order to apply this, I think the message was we need to remain in our spirit all the time. So to meet Christ as the Spirit, who is the reality of the resurrection. Then we have the power to remain on the cross.
Right.
And then we have the reality of being the pearl gate. We become the entry to the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
This is so important to the people around us. It opened a way for our children, our spouse, you know, our gospel friend,
amen,
to into life, into supply, and praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are so many riches when I joined the training, and also it's not the first time for me to hear about New Jerusalem. But I always feel it's so far away from me, at least maybe many years later after the catastrophe. But today, praise the Lord, the application of the New Jerusalem is today.
Amen.
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 And we can totally pre-taste this New Jerusalem and as the mutual organism of the prosthetic trying God and his chosen people that has been regenerated, transformed, and glorified. And for this, I'm very touched by two points. One is the mingled spirit mentions. So it comes to that Romans 8:6 says, for the man set on the flesh is death, but the man set on the spirit is life and peace. I don't know if you have the same experience. Whenever we are in the meeting or we pray with the saints, we touch the spirit and we feel I'm so loved by the Lord. But when you leave the meeting, go to the daily life, talking with family, with colleagues, with friends, things become different, and you're easily just fall into the pattern of the world and just follow the flesh. Today the Spirit is already in us. It's so easily to get access to. So what we can do is, no matter we are in the meeting or not, we can always just turn to him. And by calling upon his name, and just no matter it's public or secretly, for the big thing or small thing, we can always do that. And also, on the other hand, we are not doing it alone, because we are always weak. We can pursue it together in the body of Christ by building up each other in love. And because the New Jerusalem is a city with a processed jasper and the precious stones, not only the natural stone. So what we can do is, when we are weak, we can absorb the nutrition from the body, and when we are rich, we can supply Christ to the body.
Amen.
And how wonderful, and there is vision we desire and we can pre-taste, and there is way to apply the vision today. And may we all allow the Spirit working in us. and to transform us into His image.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I also very touched by the heavy burden from Brother Chen Xu. He told us over the past 30 years, many high peak truths have been released, but we're often frustrated by the fact that our living is not up to what's revealed those high peak truths.
Amen.
We've been constantly talking about revivals, but these revivals should not be a temporary movement with excitement, but rather result from our inside.
Amen.
It should start from the mingled spirit.
Amen.
We first see the truth, are enlightened by the truth, and receive the vision from the heaven. But we cannot stop here. We should apply these truths to our daily life, our marriages, our church services, and our church life.
Amen.
So again, all this must be and can only be done through our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. So regarding the mingled spirit, I think other saints can share more about this. I just gave you a testimony. Last week, a sister came to me and complained about quite a few things. It happened to the day when I heard the message about application of New Jerusalem to our daily living.
Amen.
So it first seemed everything she said was right. But deeply inside, my spirit told me that I should not agree and complain along with her, but rather pray with her. Right away, this prayer helped us go back to our mingled spirit.
Amen.
It brought both of us out of the negative situation with no more complaints, but full of light and peace.
Amen.
So hallelujah, it can apply to our daily life.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Our family church has a long road trip for the summer training.
Amen.
Yeah. I enjoy which one word the sea. Yeah. I see the reality upright, wonderful body.
Amen.
When the saint pray and take care for our family.
Amen.
And they open house with a joyful spirit.
Amen.
And also the 12 message now for that the broader fellowship in the full time in the summer training.
Amen.
I saw the diamond in the Bible book, and I saw the God manly of Jesus.
Amen.
And human and the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
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 In the chapter 26, Bonso and obey the vessel. Amen.
Amen.
And we can forget that we see and enjoy.
Amen.
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 The chief, our family continues to open our house for the meeting and care for the saint with a loving spirit. And what I have seen with the controlling person for me.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 I had the chance to attend the KBC training last week, and I'm filled with the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And my spirit is exercised more through His Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for building the church upon Christ the rock.
Amen.
I'm very touched by the message about building the body of Christ and facing Satan through the body of Christ. We have to admit that when we are alone, when we are separated from the church or from the word of the Lord, we are extremely vulnerable, disturbed, taken control of, and even defeated. Our own flesh is naturally susceptible to human lust, desire, and greed, always doing things in our own best interest, using our own mind. In Romans chapter 12, verse 5, we who are many are one body in Christ, and individual members one of another. We have to be in the church, and we have to seek help from brothers and sisters. We need to pray with brothers and sisters, and we pray for brothers and sisters. When we read the word of the Lord, the washing of the water in the word purifies and sanctifies us. The light of Him drives out the darkness in the world.
Amen.
He prepares us with His whole armor against the world ruler of the darkness. He will lead us through all the difficulties as long as we pray every time in spirit and in all perseverance. For His Spirit, we stay together as one to do His work. We spread the word of the Lord and let the glory of Him shine through our renewed mind and mingled spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Chinese training, actually, is from the book, The Application of the Interpretation of New Jerusalem for the to the Seeking Believers. We praise God that we are all the seeking believers.
Amen.
But we also needed to know the interpretation. That means we needed to know the truth. Amen. So after we know the truth, there is application. We praise Lord that we are in North Recovery.
Amen.
The truth is fully open to us.
Amen.
And we just needed to know it. We need to enter it.
Amen.
We praise Lord that in the summertime we have so many trainings.
Amen.
This training just train us from our high school, from our middle school, high school, college, and all the things. We all can enter into the interpretation of the truth.
Amen.
Now after interpretation, we will apply the truth into our daily living.
Amen.
We praise Lord. This is so clear to us.
Amen.
There is a sister always like to call my name Cloud. No, I don't like Cloud. I like clear.
Amen.
Clear as crystal.
Amen.
Just like New Jerusalem.
Amen.
We all need to have this view.
Amen.
That we need to believe under the revelation. Actually,
Amen.
We all need to be clear how and why I'm living here. We need to all be clear what's my purpose of my human life.
Amen.
So this, we need all to be clear as New Jerusalem. Amen.
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 I really praise the Lord for this Chinese speaking perfecting training. This training actually is a continuation, even a strengthening of the burden in the past semi-annual training. When we see that actually we are in the divine and mystical realm, that in this training we are talking about the two spirits, which actually everything in the New Jerusalem will happen only when we exercise our spirit to touch the spirit. This is all the story with the spirit, with our spirit. And this is Brother Lee's burden, that in his last days, he was really emphasizing on us exercising our spirit to touch him, to be in the reality. I want to also strengthening New Jerusalem is not something that when, okay, the time is up, it's about time, and then suddenly, boom, everybody's becoming New Jerusalem. It's not something magical happen when the time comes.
Amen.
The brother actually told us something, a statement strikingly, is if you are not today, you will not be in the future. The brother's Chinese word is 如果你今天不是,将来就不会是. So it means if you want to be the pearly gate that day in the New Jerusalem. You need to experience the death and resurrection of Christ today.
Amen.
You need to apply it in our church life, in our family life, in our marriage life, in our work life, everything. We need to apply it so that one day we will become it.
Amen.
It's about our application today.
Amen.
We might know a lot, but do we really experience it?
Right.
Do we really apply what we learned?
Amen.
This is the burden.
Amen.
Starting from the summer training, from the semi-annual training, getting into the divine and mystical realm, know the full salvation, the judicial redemption, the complete salvation, the transformation, all of this is going toward the word, the goal of becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Since we should not just know it, we really need to pray for it.
Amen.
And we need to experience it.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Now we'd like to continue with some burden from for the upcoming fall semester related to the campus. Maybe I could start off in this way. I think recently in the fellowship with the brothers, through prayer, the Lord is leading us in a certain direction this fall semester. So in this morning sharing, I'll start first, and then David will continue. I think in the past, we've had this labor on this Rutgers campus, and it's been kind of geared to both the Chinese speaking students and also the English speaking ones. But we felt like this semester, the Lord is actually leading us to have a more blended coordination.
Amen.
Of course, in the past, we've all been in oneness. We've all been in fellowship. But there's certain things that we realize that maybe the Lord needs to shine more light on and to supply us, and even in a practical way. So in terms of the gospel, our feeling is that, we'll use this month to prepare and to pray for the Lord's move on this campus.
Amen.
And then towards the end of this month, we'd actually like to go out.
Amen.
Not separately, but actually together.
Amen.
Right? Together to contact the students on this campus.
Amen.
And so we'll use this month of August to have more fellowship in preparation.
Amen.
And at the end of this month, I think David will mention there's a couple of events that
Amen.
We can all enter in together.
Amen.
And one of them being the International Student Orientation. That would be a time for us to go contact students from all backgrounds,
Amen.
Right? No matter what language, right? No matter where they come from, we could reach them.
Amen.
Part of my sharing, I also wanted to touch, wrap up this burden from the college training. In the college training, I think the Lord really shed light on us regarding the gospel. And tying the overall title of the college training was Love Prevails.
Amen.
And we saw that, as some of the students shared, we can know God personally,
Amen.
Right, and experience Him as love, right? When we're saved, we're touched by the love of Christ, His dying love for us,
Amen.
And we begin to know God in a personal way.
Amen.
And then that is not sufficient. The Lord leads us into this corporate aspect of love, which is the church life. We can know and pursue with the brothers and sisters. This love is not just a personal love, but actually it's a corporate love.
Amen.
But from the speaking in this training, we saw that still does not fully manifest God's love. There may be a shortage in our knowing and experiencing God as love.
Amen.
And so this matter of universal love is key.
Amen.
It's important because it's not just a love for the Lord, it's not just a love for the brothers and sisters, but it's a love for all men.
Amen.
Right? I think one of the sisters mentioned it's for a love for all men, except for everyone except Satan.
Amen.
Right? And so our prayer is that the Lord would really enlarge our hearts. Right?
Amen.
We would not only be satisfied with our church life. Our church life here is wonderful, but the Lord's love still is not fully seen. We fully see the Lord's love in this universal love. And the saints were mentioning the matter of the New Jerusalem. You know, the New Jerusalem, you can apply this universal love. You can see the universal love in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Whatever is ascribed to the New Jerusalem corporately actually needs to become our personal experience as well.
Amen.
And in the New Jerusalem, you see this matter of the 12 gates, right? And these gates are for everyone to enter into, to enjoy God's full salvation, right?
Amen.
And so this means that we all need to become a gate, right? We would all be ones in whom that people can come in contact with God.
Amen.
They can touch God and they can know God.
Amen.
And so that was part of our burden this morning, is that we would be filled to the fullest with God as love.
Amen.
Right? And God would fill up any gaps, right? Any gaps in our being, and especially with the view of this coming semester.
Amen.
Really, we would go out and we would bring God to man.
Amen.
Right? We would dispense God into man, preach this gospel, and show people who God is, right?
Amen.
Lastly, I just wanted to end off in this way. We really need to pray for this new semester.
Yes.
Right? We can pray, but then we can also participate by going out.
Amen.
Right? By joining in the various activities.
Amen.
And so David will mention a little bit more.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the message, in the Chinese speaking conference training, brother, when we talk about the pearly gates, he says something very strong and actually really exposed me myself. He said, "Why aren't the ones around you being saved?" It's really because you are not the entrance for them. We need to see we are blessed by having a campus right next to us, where we can become the entrance for many to come into the salvation, to come in the church, to come into the church life today. This month is the opportunity that we will become this entrance for many to know God, to know His eternal economy, to know the meaning of human life. And so really, we hope that this month is a month that we prepare ourselves.
Amen.
Actually, it's not really about just outward activities. When this time is up, I'll just go and to see, you know, people. What about our inward being? Am I really under the throne of the Lamb of God? Am I really walk on the golden street? Am I really enjoy the water of living water, the river of living water? Am I on this daily? Only when this is our experience, we can become the pearly gates.
Amen.
We can have that expression and have that function. So we are not talking about just the outward preparation. Lord, prepare my being. Lord, I want to experience a life. Lord, I want to enjoy you more.
Amen.
Lord, I have desperate need for gospel, for triune God to be my real supply.
Amen.
That I can also supply others.
Amen.
Make me such a channel. Make me such an entrance.
Amen.
So may this really be our desperate prayer.
Amen.
To come to the Lord.
Amen.
And when we really have such a prayer, the Lord will really definitely answer this prayer.
Amen.
And by reviving us and putting His heart in us.
Amen.
His heart is He wants all men to be saved.
Amen.
So we enjoy the love, response to such a love, and flow out such a love, become the universal love.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. He is the way, and He is our support.
Amen.
He's our everything.
Amen.
In our gospel endeavor.
So I'll just briefly follow this, and we have already put this in the newsletter in the back side. Please, everyone, take a look at the newsletter. Starting from the top side is the summary of perfecting training, Chinese perfecting training, with the 10 points that Brother Minoru point out. He wrote it himself. Read it, and we have the QR code. You can scan the QR code to listen to all the training messages. So these are very rich. And then second, on the bottom part is our new 2024 fall new semester gospel outreach. So these are the four dates that we want the saints to know. I'll just read it now, but just feel free to reference to the newsletter. So on August 28 to 30, we will have the international student orientation, that we can go to the campus together. Doesn't matter we are Chinese speaking, English speaking, Spanish speaking, Vietnamese speaking, we can all go to meet all from all over the world, the student from all over the world. And Juan, can you stand up? This is our fruit from last year. One of our brothers met him during the international student orientation day, and he was introduced through the entrance to the church life, and he went to the training. Can we say hallelujah three times?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And this year we pray for much more.
Amen.
May the Lord gain us, thank you, gain us to be his entrance. Amen. That we can go to the campus to meet the new students. And on August 31st, we will have the welcome barbecue on campus. This will be for English students, English-speaking students. The location will be on campus by the Marvin Apartments, by Brother Dad's house. And then on September 2nd, we will have another welcome barbecue on campus. This will be by Johnson Apartments. We will mainly invite the Chinese-speaking students, but all languages are all welcome. So these are just the 2 days that we can involve the saints, the community saints, the different campus saints, the students to come, to support, to pray, to visit people, to meet people. And then on September 4th, we will have the Rutgers Involvement Fair. The different clubs will set up their table. We will also have a table there to meet people. These are all wonderful opportunity Amen. For us to get to know them, for them to get to know us and get to know God.
Amen.
So may the Lord really pray. May we really pray for the Lord to work in us and
Amen.
Work in all of them. And then we can bring many into the church life.
Amen.
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 And now we can have some testimony from Baskin Ridge Brothers about their gospel preaching.
Amen.
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 They are blessing with so many new ones recently. We really want to hear something from the brothers.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hello. Among the saints here, how many, for those who are who received the Lord while you were students, can you stand up? For those who are saved while you were students, stand up? Okay, please stay down. So you can see, I don't need to say anything, right? You can see the importance of the campus work.
Amen.
I was actually baptized to receive the Lord 24 years ago, well, I was a graduate student at Rutgers. And the last chapter of the end of the book of Matthew, right? Lord said that there's a command, Lord Jesus said, go forth and the disciple all the nations and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
Amen.
And then actually, so I still remember back then, actually on Friday night, you know, we passed by the legal department, we hear the hymns sung from the windows of all departments. It was such a beautiful thing. And then later on, actually, we got sent to the community, right? We kind of moved to Basking Ridge, and a lot of, most of the saints here are so-called community living saints. So then, what to do with gospel, right? I mean, just now we talk about September, and oh, it's gospel time. They feel like, oh, now is the time to preach gospel. I would say that's a wrong mentality. Gospel preaching is our life.
Amen.
So when we're at Basking Ridge, we're far from Rutgers campus, right? So, and actually in Matthew chapter 10, the Lord says, okay, go, and actually you know that you'll go among, you are go like sheep among wolves. So when you are graduate from campus and then you move to community, and you're like, okay, sheep went into the wolves. So what do? So either many of actually of them unfortunately got eaten by the wolves, right? You become part of unfortunately part of the wolf. You're living our life of wolves. And someone, unfortunate enough, they survived by doing what? By putting on a skin of wolves. I think many of you know what I'm talking about, right? You actually, you still have a life of sheep, but you gradually put on a skin of wolves. Mm. Try to blend yourself among the community.
Amen.
And actually, I know, and you know what happened? It's exactly what happened to Lot when he moved to Sodom. Mm. And we know all exactly what happened to Lot and his daughters at Sodom. So we need to really be actually stay alert. Right?
Mm-hmm.
When we were moving to the community, actually at Basking Ridge, we know that actually we cannot be a Christian by ourselves.
That's right.
When Lord sent the disciples, they sent them in pairs. So actually when I'm moving to Basking Ridge, I know God, you know, praise the Lord, we have brothers and sisters of the living there. So we come together and preach the gospel. So anyway, so this year actually, praise the Lord, we have six saints already baptized. There are saints from young people. There are saints from actually English-speaking saints, and there are actually the most recent saints baptized only because one sister working at a daycare where they send their kids, and they basically she introduced them to us, and in the very first meeting she met with us. This couple got saved. Actually, the sister got, you know, really opened up and said, oh, I'd like to receive the Lord. And the father actually was busy actually caring for his kids, and he passed by and said, you know, would you like to receive the Lord? His first response was, I don't know anything, right? Actually, we get to talk about it, and then actually just a mere minutes later, we ask him again, he said, oh yes, I'd like to receive the Lord.
Amen.
And it's really a testimonial, it's really not about us, you know, how good our speech is, how good a preach gospel, it's really about God himself.
Amen.
God chosen ones by him, that all we have to do is go. Is go there, actually, go is not that we go out physically, actually, it's actually about what do we do on a daily basis. At the Basking Ridge, you have a lot of families, Chinese families are so-called already fulfilled their American dream. But you can constantly hear all the anxiety, right, all the despair they have there with their finance, with their children, everything, right?
Right.
That's so-called American dreams. But actually, we are here not to try to put on the skin of wolves, to blend with them, but still be a distinctive herd of ships, and actually by our living, show the gospel.
Amen.
Show the gospel, show the good news to this people.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
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 Brother sisters sharing. I don't know how you saints feel. I think today, the burden that saints shared, a very I guess, very full, right? We have college training, we have Chinese speaking conference overflow, and then we have the campus gospel. Are these three things?
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. This is actually really one burden, right? This is actually, all of this is actually in God's economy.
Amen.
Right? God desires all men to be saved.
Amen.
And come to the full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
And we know that our destiny, right, is New Jerusalem. Right? And in fact, New Jerusalem is not something that in the future that we're just longing for, okay, just coming down from the heaven. Yeah, the Bible says it is coming down from the heaven. That means coming down from heaven is not coming down from nowhere. It actually means that this is it. It's heavenly. The city is heavenly.
Amen.
So we are all the people that's called by God.
Amen.
We're earthen vessels, right?
Amen.
But we have this treasure that is in us.
Yes.
So God wants to bring us, right? He's actually, he redeemed us.
Amen.
And he's actually in this work of transformation. He wants to transform our earthen vessel into this heavenly vessel.
Amen.
Right? He wants to transfer us from this earthy things, right? These stones, right, that's coming from the earth. He wants to transfer us into jasper.
Amen. Amen.
The building material.
Amen.
For the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right? He wants to transform us into a pearl.
Amen.
Right? You know a pearl? How is a pearl that's being, we probably talk about this many times, right? The pearl is actually, I don't know what that creature is called, that's in the clam, right? The clam, right?
Oyster.
Yeah. They got cut, right, by a stone. But then it secretes this life juice, right?
Amen.
And eventually, you know, takes time, right? And eventually the pearl is formed from that little stone, which actually cuts it, right? That really see that actually our Lord is the first one, right?
Amen.
He has actually got cut on the cross.
Amen.
And he secretes this life supply, right? And actually this morning we were really, you know, so touched by, you know, in the Lord's name, in our table meeting, right? His life releasing, through his life releasing death into the many grains, right? His one grain that fell to the ground and died, but bare much fruit.
Amen.
And as many grains come together and becoming one loaf.
Amen.
This is a strong testimony. This is a testimony for our Lord. This is actually his heart's desire. I mean, all of these people, right, you know, coming from all of the place, right, all languages, all nations, that will have his life, you know, being transformed, you know, from this earthen vessel into this heavenly vessel, that we can, one, to live one, you know, this one great incorporation, this divine incorporation, divine and human, actually, right?
Amen.
You know, that ultimately consummates in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. So actually, this week, I was also very touched this week. You know, the ministry of Nehemiah, the ministry of Ezra, right? They're actually building the city of Old Jerusalem, right? In fact, you can say Jerusalem was, at that time, right, earthly, that was the only city actually God has a presence, right? Bible mentions so many cities, but none of them has been mentioned like Jerusalem.
Right.
Because Jerusalem is the place where actually God has a presence.
Right.
There's a temple, right, where God is actually worshipped, where God and man can dwell together. In fact, this is the picture of the New Jerusalem. God and man wants to dwell together.
Amen.
Amen. This is actually God's heart's desire.
Amen.
And today, he's actually building this, right? He's actually accomplishes this in the church. So we're just like the Israel people back then, right? We were actually, many Christians were captured and, you know, captured by religion, captured by the world, right? The Babylons, right? You can say, right? The religious Babylon, the material Babylon. And today we're, praise the Lord, we're called back into his recovery.
Amen.
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 But we're not just want to be, okay, everything's done. We're in the church life, right? Hallelujah, okay? We're just like one day we're waiting to be in this New Jerusalem. It's not like that, just as brother and sister mentioned. Today, we're actually becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that means our living, right? Our daily living, our family living, our church life, all of this, we need to model, right? New Jerusalem is the model.
Amen. Right? The pearl gates, right? The flowing river, the flourishing tree of life. This all needs to be our goal, right? In our daily living, we need to be the one that's shining. We need to bring that, you know, dispense life. We need to be the one that's outflows life, right? We need to be the one that's with a pearl gate that, you know, I can't imagine what a pearl gate looks like. I mean, this is out of my imagination, right? Is it a revolving door or something like that, right? But anyways, this is a door that's full of life, right? This is a door that's going through and went through the life, death and resurrection. And so this actually, only when we went through the death and resurrection, we can be this gate, right, that allows other people to come in, right? There is a huge wall, right? We all know, like, very big, very long, right, 12,000 stadia. Brother Lee said this is, like, from Los Angeles to Dallas, right? It's a huge, that means we need so much building materials, right, to build this wall. But then it's not just the dead wall, but there is actually a gate. So today, even New Jerusalem has a gate. I don't know at that time who actually can come in, right? So of course, today, you know, we need to actually becoming this gate, right? So really, outflows life. I think Brother Wen Hui mentioned that really brought me back to that memory. I mean, I wasn't saved in the campus. I was saved like as a young working one, not working saints, but young working one. But I actually, when I moved back to New Jersey, I was actually got, you know, very attracted by the campus meetings. So I was like meeting with all the students, saints, and that was really enjoying time. And at that time, you know, many saints will actually bring their friends, right, coming. So some saints mentioned like, okay, it's kind of scary, right, to preach gospel. But a lot of times, you know, we're not just in individual gospel preacher, right? We're actually with all the saints. We can actually twos and three, we can come together, right? We can invite the gospel friends into our homes, right? So don't feel scared, right? You know, we're in the body. We can all, of course, we need to be strong in the Lord. But on the other hand, we have the body, right? Twos and threes, we can go out and reach some gospel friends, right? And they need to be made like a pearl, just like us, right? They need to be made as New Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoy the sharing from the college students about the universal love message. You know, in our natural life, we tend to love in different degrees. Like, for example, I might love Brother Kyle more than Brother John. It's our natural love, right? Which is really wasted. It's no real love. The real love is Christ's love, which is the agape love, God's love. And we need to really ask the Lord to increase this love. Okay? And I really enjoy that. You know, usually our natural love is a double standard love. I love somebody more than the others, you see. And I enjoy that from the college student sharing. Now, another thing that about the gospel, about sharing, when I share the gospel to somebody, and I tell them about the Lord wants everybody to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth, and they tell me, what's the truth? So I usually refer them to 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. Yeah? The true love is really Christ himself. It's God himself. And John says in 1 John, says, and we know, this is what I tell sometimes, you know, once I'm preaching the gospel, the Lord has given us understanding to see this. And we know that the Son, John said, and we know that the Son of God has come, has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him. Not only that he's in us as a life and nature, but he also, we are in him who is true in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life that we preach to others. My brother says it's good to preach the gospel, and if we need to use good words, use them. So it's the Lord who's been expressing his true love to others. So we need to really be ask the Lord to really shine in us. Really shine in us.
Amen.
But we need to pray.
Amen.
We need to pray because the world attacks us every day.
Amen.
So much garbage outside. We need to really pray that. See, sometimes this news, sometimes I'm watching the news and I say, oh, Lord. I tell my wife, I don't even want to watch the news anymore. You know,
amen.
Because it's full of a lot of things that are coming now, showing that the Lord's coming back soon. You know, I don't know. You just need to see the news to see the Lord, the end is coming.
Amen.
Right? So we just need to pray the Lord have mercy so we can keep growing.
Amen.
In a corporate way.
Amen.
In this universal love. Who is Christ himself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let's have a prayer.
Amen.
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 Any man's understand.
Amen.
Oh, thank you that we can trust you.
Amen.
Oh, we can be with you every day, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for understanding all our things that we're going through.
Amen.
Oh, we pray that you have mercy on your people.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you shine on them.
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, cover them. Don't let the enemy to deceive them.
Amen.
Oh, they are your children.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. We are here to hear your word again.
Amen.
Your presence is always us.
Amen.
You're our unique husband.
Amen.
We are your bride.
Amen.
We belong to you.
Amen.
Thank you, your everlasting love. You never give up us.
Amen.
Continue speaking to us.
Amen.
Continue perfecting us.
Amen.
Establish us.
Amen.
Strengthen us.
Amen.
When they grant us.
Amen.
We can experience the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Thank you, lover, yesterday.
Amen.
You lover today.
Amen.
Thank you, lover, for the future to the uttermost.
Amen.
Thank you for the 12 gates
Amen.
In Jerusalem.
Amen.
It fits for the four directions.
Amen.
We give the, our new semester's gospel to you.
Amen.
We give our gospel preaching to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, you are love.
Amen.
Thank you for loving us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, your love is also universal.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and this love is in us.
Amen.
You perfect us in this love.
Amen.
So we can also love all men.
Amen.
Oh, this month we will prepare ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, in our living.
Amen.
In our praying.
Amen.
In our service.
Amen.
Coordination.
Amen.
Perfect us.
Amen.
Make us all have this reality.
Amen.
Early gate.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, thank you for releasing this burden to us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your speaking today.
Amen.
Lord, we want to live out and working out the new Jerusalem.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, grant us the reality.
Amen.
Lord, grant us genuine love toward you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that your love prevails.
Amen.
Lord, give the new semester to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, grant us the burden.
Amen.
People.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, Lord, work in us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. We can move on together.
Amen.
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 Thank you for first love us.
Amen.
Oh, you are the source of love.
Amen.
Lord, give us the burden.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, sacrifice our time.
Amen.
Heart for the gospel.
Amen.
All made in the body.
Amen.
All together.
Amen.
Army,
Amen.
To defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Find our enemy.
Amen.
Go out.
Amen.
Preach the gospel.
Amen.
Seeking the one seeking to you.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking this morning, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our heart full of thanksgiving.
Right. Amen.
Remind us that we need to live out and work out the New Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen.
This is not doctrine to us.
Right.
Amen.
This can apply to our daily living.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we just want to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
And also, Lord, for the burden of gospel, Lord.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Thank you for give us this commitment.
Amen.
Disciple the nations.
That's right. Amen.
Lord, we just want to be your channel.
Amen.
We can flow out of you, Lord.
Amen.
We can bring life to many.
Amen.
Lord, we want to start with our prayers.
Amen.
For this new semester, Lord.
Amen.
For this campus gospel preaching.
Amen.
All these events, all these activities.
Amen.
Lord, we want to start with our prayer.
Amen.
We want to start with we come to you.
Amen.
To receive the heavenly supply.
Amen.
So that we can supply others.
Amen.
So not only, Lord, the campus work.
Right.
Campus gospel, amen. But community gospel.
Amen. Amen.
So that we can disciple the nations.
Right. Amen.
Also can bring all men to be saved.
Amen. Amen.
Have a full knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
We give this month to you, Lord.
Amen.
May this month full of prayers.
Amen.
Full of going out.
Yes.
Full of experience of life, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.